Most world economies are shrinking, while China's grew by 2.3% last year. The United States, Japan, and many European nations are among those that shrank. This, of course, is in part due to the fact that China continues to produce cheap goods and ship them around the world while continuing to manipulate its currency. Having a state-controlled economy is beneficial in these circumstances. It will be instructive to learn in the next few weeks exactly how badly our economy shrank along with others. The response to President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan was largely across party lines, with Senators Schumer and Gillibrand supporting it and Congresswoman Stefanik delivering a conservative Republican description of his absurd $1.9 trillion wish list. She, of course, ignores the fact that Mr. Trump wanted to increase the size of the bill that recently passed substantially with additional monies for families. Another demonstration of a lack of analysis and only partisan rhetoric from our formerly bipartisan congresswoman. President Trump offered a new excuse for his silence on the Capitol attack. He was shut down by social media. I guess presidential press conferences, newspaper, and talk show interviews no longer exist. Of course, being confronted by live people asking questions was just too threatening. Spewing unchallenged nonsense is much easier. Slate reported the discovery of the bones of the largest dinosaur ever found. The Titanosaur sauropod was located in Argentina, proving a second taxon from the Candelarias formation existed. The article is a fascinating read. New unemployment claims exceeded 900,000, which is not the right direction. A federal judge refused to reinstate Parler on Amazon because Parler wanted to continue to post information which, in Amazon's view, a private entity, threatened public safety. The inauguration of Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris will usher in a significant change in the Senate of the United States. It will be divided 50-50, with Ms. Harris being the tiebreaker, as Mr. Pence was on a number of occasions during the Trump administration. The House is also closely divided. It is about time that serious people acted like adults and began to think of ways that both parties can vote with the other so that legislation is passed, which is important, but more important, in my view, is the need for evidence of bipartisanship on significant matters, not meaningless matters, rather than party line votes. This will take extraordinary courage, and many partisans on both sides of the aisle will object, as I can tell you, in my experience, when I voted with Republicans, many members of my caucus, and certainly my constituents, did not always see the value in doing that, irrespective of the issue at hand. This is one of those critical moments when action needs to be taken and not words just spoken. President Biden, in keeping with tradition, will be meeting with Mr. Trudeau, albeit remotely, to kick off his visits with world leaders. In a recent phone call, the Keystone Pipeline was discussed after Mr. Biden had canceled its permit. And while a tense discussion, there was no name calling, no threats, just civil disagreement. The Biden-Harris swearing-in went off without a hitch, either in Washington or in any of the state capitals. The Proud Boys, interestingly enough, have begun to denounce Mr. Trump for his being weak and apparently his failure to fight. It will be interesting to see to whom they turn as their new leader. Our Congresswoman, in response to requests for comment from the media on the inauguration of Mr. Biden, stated in effect that she would work with the Biden administration in a bipartisan fashion. Unfortunately for her, that bipartisan dialogue, which she preached for the initial years of her stay in Congress, has long departed. She is not bipartisan and will not be bipartisan. Rumors are afloat that she is going to try and oust Ms. Cheney from the third chair of the Republican caucus. So that should be an interesting fight if it materializes. The stock market continues to move along at essentially the same pace as it did pre-election, although the economy itself is less healthy because of the surge in the coronavirus. Mr. Biden has issued a number of executive orders and proclamations which he hopes will allow him to achieve his goal of 100 million inoculations in 100 days. Let's hope he gets that right, not just for him, but for the rest of the country. The first Biden cabinet pick was approved on January 20th, which is a good start. It is interesting to note that Senator Hawley put a hold on the DHS secretary on relatively spurious grounds. But that is just his petulant activity continuing to bubble, as I am sure he is embarrassed, having difficulty raising funds, and may have lost a good deal of credit with his colleagues, as he should. Continuing on with President Biden's executive orders, which have reversed many Trump policies, Republicans so far have been muted in their comments. I wonder how long that will last.